The Anchorage Economic Development Corporation's annual forecast for the local economy is usually pretty sunny. But the steep drop in oil prices last year means Anchorage and Alaska are in the midst of the first economic downturn in nearly three decades. Alaska Public Media's Graylin Brashear was at the AEDC's Economic Outlook Luncheon and has the story.
Anchorage Economic Development Corporation CEO Bill Popp says if you want to sum up the forecast for the pain that plunging oil prices are going to deliver to Anchorage and Alaska, you should think pinch, not punch.
Our view is that it's going to be a sharp pinch, and it's going to definitely leave a mark on the economy, but it's not going to be a real knockout blow to the economy.
And that was the overall message at the AEDC's annual economic forecast luncheon, where 1,500 members of the local business community gathered at the Denina Center in downtown Anchorage Wednesday. Yes, we're looking at the first economic downturn in 27 years, but things could be a lot worse. Here's the outlook as Pop explained it before the milling attendees settled down to lunch and a string of speakers. Anchorage is going to shed about 1,600 jobs in 2016 and nearly as many next year. That's about a 1% loss annually. The biggest job losses will be in oil and gas and professional and business services. Plus, the state's capital budget dropping to just about nil means construction is also taking a big hit. And that has a ripple effect on retail and service employment.
Those are high-paying jobs, and they have a much more significant multiplier effect in the broader economy.
But Pop says some of those jobs could come back in 2019 if oil rebounds and starts pulling the economy back up. He says a lot of industry watchers are expecting per-barrel prices to return to the high $50 range within a few years, but they're not going to bounce back to where they were pre-2015.
We really don't like it, but it is what it is, and we've got to deal with the new reality of lower long-term prices.
But Pop says the good news is that Alaska is much more diversified than it was the last time the oil-based economy sputtered badly in the late 1980s. And that's reflected in the fact that some of the news coming out of this year's economic outlook is good. The healthcare and tourism industries have seen significant growth already this year, and Pop says the housing market isn't as bad as some are saying.
We're actually sailing through this with pain, but not, you know, devastating pain.
He does say there's something everybody here should be worried about, and that's how you're feeling right now. The AEDC tracks something called the Anchorage Consumer Optimism Index, and in 2016, it hit an all-time low.
We attribute that to uncertainty and also the emotions of the times. You know, when you see nothing but bad news and you hear nothing but bad news, either, you know, in the media or from your friends or on social media, it tends to be difficult not to be pessimistic.
In other words, even if a lot of economic markers are pointing to a pinch, locals are fearing a punch. At the end of his forecast speech to the assembled business community, Pop drove home the danger of that shaky consumer confidence.
And if business and consumers lose much more confidence in our economy, they will stop investing, spending, and making the current economic situation much worse than it needs to be.
He says a big part of the problem is that state government still hasn't come up with a long-term fiscal plan. If there's one urgent takeaway from the economic report, he says it's this. Put pressure on the state to come up with a budget people can be confident in. Not easy, he says, but
we Alaskans do love a challenge.
In Anchorage, I'm Graylin Brashear.